The Australian Workers' Union is vowing to do everything it can to take back documents seized by the federal police. The union's Sydney and Melbourne offices were raided yesterday as part of an investigation into donations, one made more than a decade ago. The union is seeking to stop the documents being used, claiming the government has abused its power. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
Federal police carried boxes out of the Australian Workers' Union offices in Sydney and Melbourne. It's the documents inside the AWU is desperately trying to get back.
This is an outrageous abuse of power. It's an attack on democracy and it's massive overreach.
That's head of the peak union body, ACTU boss Sally McManus. She's furious about the police raids and is pointing the blame at the Prime Minister.
We should be very concerned in this country where a government goes about directing their police to raid union offices.
The raids were carried out at the request of the Registered Organisations Commission. It's investigating whether the union broke its own rules over a series of donations when opposition leader Bill Shorten was in charge more than a decade ago, including a $100,000 donation to GetUp and three donations made to ALP federal campaigns for the 2007 election, including Mr Shorten's seat. Asked on the ABC 7:30 about those accusations, Sally McManus was quick to shut them down.
What is wrong with workers deciding they want to donate money to a political campaign because they think it's in their interests? What is wrong with that? I'm entirely confident that everything's fine and the Australian people will find out this and everyone should be angry about the fact that that resources have been used to raid union offices.
The federal government denies that's the case. In a statement, a spokesman said,
"The AFP is completely independent of government. It's absurd and false to suggest the AFP is in any way politicised. This is an offensive slur and a disgraceful distraction."
The Registered Organisations Commission says it requested the raids because it was worried documents might be hidden or destroyed. The controversy has inflamed long-standing tensions in Australian politics. The coalition is convinced AWU workers have been ripped off and that money has been used to benefit the ALP. But Labor frontbencher Brendan O'Connor is accusing the government of trying to damage the union movement and cripple Bill Shorten.
The Registered Organisation Commission, a body that was established after the double dissolution, has been used by the government, by Minister Cash and by the Prime Minister, in an attempt to attack federal Labor and the Leader of the Opposition.
The Australian Workers' Union will head to the federal court this morning, objecting to the validity of the investigation and warrants. If successful, the Commission could be forced to hand back the documents seized yesterday and they wouldn't be able to use them as part of the investigation.
Stephanie Boris reporting.